This goes to Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-668-0423. Regarding Sharon, last name Jones, J-O-N-E-S, date of birth 1/11/1947. Dear Miss Ferguson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Jones with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was October 2nd of 2025. She has lost 4 pounds over the last 5 months and states that she's feeling fairly well. She denies any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Stable dyspnea on exertion, none at rest. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. And her husband accompanies her to this visit and drives. Medications, she's on Lasix 40 milligram daily with potassium 10 mil equivalent daily. Novolog insulin plus 2JO, long-acting 45 units at bedtime. Gabapentin is 300 milligram twice a day. Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Lipitor 10 milligram daily. Carvedilol 12.5 milligram twice a day. Hydralazine 100 milligram twice a day. Protonix 40 milligram daily. Fenofibrate 200 milligram daily. Tramadol 50 milligram twice a day as needed for pain. And other PRN medications are rarely used. Physical exam, weight is 161 pounds, pulse is 60, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 144 over 64. No jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, device on the left side, non-tender, abdomen is soft without ascites. She has a left-sided AV fistula without Steele syndrome. Left-sided weakness is noted from her previous stroke, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 5th, 2025. Hemoglobin 11.6 with normal white count, normal platelets. Electrolytes are normal with a sodium of 142 and a potassium 4.1. CO2, 28. Creatinine, 2.26 with estimated GFR of 22, and this is stable. Calcium, 9.3. Albumin, 4.2. Phosphorus is 3.9. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. The patient will continue to have lab studies done monthly. This is stable. There's no uremic symptoms and no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension is currently at goal. 3, history of congestive heart failure, stable on current medication regime. 4, hypertension, also stable. And 5, diabetic nephropathy. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.